We hear about the next big earthquake, but what about the one that already happened? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Mark Maleski, associate professor in the Department of History at Seton Hall University, delves into a tremor of the past.
The Lisbon earthquake of 1755 was one of the most destructive natural disasters in world history. On the morning of November 1, 1755, All Saints' Day, three seismic tremors, estimated by scientists to have registered 9.0 or higher on the moment magnitude scale, effectively shattered the capital of the Portuguese Empire. An enormous tsunami triggered by the quake hammered the coastlines of Western Europe, Africa, the West Indies, and South America, drowning thousands. The disaster's third component, a hellacious fire generated by overturned candles in churches and private homes, caused the most material damage to Lisbon, then the fifth most populous city in Europe and one of the principal centers of global trade. The reason, my research has shown, that this fire proved so destructive was that sometime during that afternoon it became a firestorm, a conflagration so intense that it produces its own wind system, effectively pulling oxygen into itself from the surrounding air, thus prolonging its life. Indeed, the great firestorm of Lisbon, as I call it, would ravage the city center for more than a week, killing thousands trapped beneath the rubble. Survivors' accounts reveal all the classic elements of a firestorm, a giant ash cloud which hovered above the city for days, and heat so intense that eyebrows and hair were singed hundreds of feet from the fire. The blaze became so large, in fact, that one ship captain espied it 35 miles from shore. Many who had escaped to the fields outside the city reported that after dark one could read by its light. For 260 years, the Lisbon fire has been overshadowed by the legendary earthquake that produced it. Yet it deserves to be classified on its own terms with other famous firestorms of the past, like the Great Fire of Rome of 64 AD or the Great Fire of London of 1666.
That was Mark Maleski of Seton Hall University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.